How's everything?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Well, the big question everybody is wondering around the Patriot Nation is, can this team win a road game outside of London?
We'd certainly like to think so. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't get much bigger than this one. I mean, you know, anytime you're talking about games in December, divisional games on the road, you got to play your best ball, and obviously we got this is a huge challenge for us and a game that we need to win. And I think everybody's been talking about the fact that, you know, really haven't won a road game this year, and obviously that's the truth. But I don't think we need to get mesmerized by that. You know, we've had a good solid week of practice, and we know what this game means, and we got to go out there and win it.
What do you got,
Matt? Is there any one or two things that you can point to about going on the road with the team that's different or strange or whatever? I mean, it's not like you got enough veterans to understand what the road games are about. What is there any one thing, or is it just different things in different games?
Well, I think it's always. I mean, I can't really point to one specific thing, but I think one of the things you can look at when you're playing on the road is you can't make mistakes and you can't have the turnovers and the penalties and all those things. I mean, you can't do them when you're home either, but they're just so much more emphasized when you're playing on the road. And, you know, I think we talk about it too. You know, you get your special teams have to come up big when you're playing on the road because, you know, you're bringing all your own energy and when they're kicking off to you, if they make a big play and pin you inside the 20, and then they get, you know, their defense all amped up and, you know, it's a real tone setter, special teams. So I think that, you know, you're playing on the road, you know, you can't make mistakes, you can't turn the ball over, and you got to have great special teams play. And that's something that, you know, obviously certain aspects of each one of those haven't gone our way, and consequently we've lost on the road.
Matt, have you seen anything differently on defense since the coaching change, since Coach Puel took over from Coach Geron?
Well, I mean, they're doing what they do. I mean, now they have different guys in different positions. They've had guys that have been banged up and injured and placed on IR and stuff like that. So there's some different people doing things. And I think that overall they're playing, you know, really fast. They're guys that hustle to every play and they finish plays. And I don't think we've really gotten caught up with all the statistics that you hear out there in the media and stuff like that. They're a solid defense, and they got a good secondary, and they got good guys up front that can rush the passer. So, you know, I think they're doing a lot of the same things, but in the end, it's different guys doing it, and there's a little different twist to it.
Matt, I've heard you talk over the last years about this offensive line, this unit you guys have been with together. It's almost like you guys, you're thinking what the other guy's thinking. I mean, and that's important in having success as a unit. You know, Sebastian Vollmer in here now this year has kind of been moved around this rotation, obviously playing very well. But does that impact your line, having a new guy coming in and the rotation, you guys moving around a little bit too much? How does that affect an offensive line?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody's really used to rotating. This is kind of a different scenario for us up front. But it's one that's worked and it's been effective. And you know, we've had a lot of guys that have stepped up and played, and they played in different roles. They played, you know, tight end. They've been, you know, lined up at fullback. And, I mean, you know, you see guys doing whatever they can to help out. And whether it's injuries or just, you know, getting a different look at somebody, you know, I thought everybody's done a great job. And it is difficult when you have that many moving parts. But, again, it's really about doing all the mental reps and being able to show it in practice that you're capable of doing it, and then going out there and executing. And you know, Dante does a great job of preparing us each week, and you know, the game plan and everything else is a big part of it. So, you know, as many moving parts as there's been, it's all worked out pretty well.
Matt, is there when you look at that the tackle position, like Lou was talking about? Are you simply going to be on the left side, or are you going to be standing? Are you standing to the right side? I know Vollmer switching it out on both sides. Are you going to play any of the right side at all too?
Well, I mean, I do whatever they basically tell me to do. I mean, you know, I've lined up on the right when we've gone unbalanced and things of that
yep,
nature. And
seen that.
You know, I really don't see my role being on the right side. I mean, you know, I've been on the left for a long time, and mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like an old dog, you know. There's not a whole lot of new tricks I can learn at this point. But, you know, if need be, obviously, I would go over there. But I think for right now, it's safe to say that I'll be on the left.
Well, speaking of the right side, how about Mr. Schoble coming in for them? How does he stack up as opposed to some of the other defensive end you play against all season long?
Well, he got a lot of familiarity with each other. You know, we both came in the same time and classic battles over the years. And I got a lot of respect for the way he plays the game. And really, I mean, it kind of goes, you know, transcends across the whole line there. They got guys with big motors and relentless style pass rushers. And, you know, Schoble's one of those guys that, you know, he just never quits and gives you 110% on every play. And, you know, he's good at coming off the edge and skinning the edge and getting to the quarterback. And, you know, it'll be all day with him, you know, regardless of how things are going. It'll be all day with him.
Matt, all the talk, both not all of it, but a huge majority of the talk locally and nationally has been Randy Moss. Has that seeped into the locker room at all?
No, you know how things go, really. Yeah. I mean, if we had time to sit around and talk, we might be discussing some of these things that are outside the locker room. But, you know, we're pretty focused, man, and we've got a full plate. You know, there's just not a whole lot of time to get involved with that stuff, nor, you know, do we really find it beneficial. And I think everybody's done a great job of just focusing in on this week, on what really matters. And, you know, we obviously have a lot of things we need to work on. Last week wasn't perfect. It was a great win, but it wasn't perfect. And I think, you know, for the most part, we've been able to stay focused and do what we need to do to get ready for this week.
Any side talk of the playoff race?
No, just... I mean, we never really get into that, you know. I mean, it's, again, you know, who knows how it's all going to shake out. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns, and, you know, especially in our division, there's a heck of a race here. So it's all about staying a game up. It's all about preparing hard and winning these games at the end here. So it's about the only thing we got going for us now.
Hey, Matt, in all your time that you've been here, do you think that this year, just this team, do you think Bill Belichick has had to kind of police this team more so, being in the clubhouse, getting on guys more than in the past?
Man, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I can't really have a hard time comparing anything, but I promise you, I mean, in the early years, in 2001, there was a lot of things that were going on. And, I mean, it's every year is like that. I mean, I don't think I don't think any coach across the league would ever tell you that they just sit back and watch things unravel. I mean, I would never want that job, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But, you know, I think they're constantly having to evaluate different aspects of the team and different positions and different players, and probably a nonstop battle.
But do you think that in the past, with some of the veterans that were in that clubhouse, that he kind of would leave it to the veterans to handle it, whereas – you know, this year, maybe on the defensive side of the ball, maybe he's had to talk more to those kids?
Well, I mean, look, you got younger players, no doubt. And when you have younger players, you definitely work with them a lot more. I mean, I just know with our guys, especially in camp and in the early part of the season, you know, Dante was on them, you know, a lot more than they are now. I mean, they've kind of settled in now, and they're starting to figure it out. But yeah, when you got younger guys and a pretty fairly young defense, you know, things are a lot different than, you know, let's say when Vraves and Brew and all those guys were, and Rodney in the secondary, when they were all there, it was completely different. But, you know, I think that's just the cyclical nature of the beast.
We all know that Buffalo's rush defense is ranked last in the National Football League. Do you guys talk about that? And knowing that, you know, if Lawrence and Sammy and Fred plays, if they're going to be a big part of the game plan this week, that knowing that you're going to have to run block maybe a little bit more than pass block, does that change your, you know, attitude at all as far as what your role is in this game?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, hey, I think the whole line is excited to run block every week. I mean, it just seems like when we run the ball and we rush, you know, more than 20 or so times, we end up winning a lot of those games. So I think, you know, first and foremost, it's an exciting thing to be able to run the ball and run it well. But with that said, I don't think you can really get too bogged down with statistics. You look at, what they've been able to do, Buffalo in short yard situations and goal line situations, they're as tough as there is out there. I mean, they get a lot of stops in those in those situations and those critical points in the game. And I think that, the other parts of it where, you might see some guys running loose, it's just, guys making big plays. And can we run the ball? I think everybody's, pretty amped up to do that, but it's going to take a heck of an effort. I mean, I don't think we ran the ball particularly well the first time we met them. I think we were under 80 yards. I think we're running the ball better now, and I think we have a better understanding of it, but it still comes down to execution. I don't think you can look at stats and really say, this is going to be an easy day out there, because it definitely won't be.
2007, you were part of that, obviously, the magical regular season run. So you can know what New Orleans and Indianapolis is going through right now. How do you feel about those guys going, balls to the wall the last couple of games here during the regular season? If that were you, would you want to be playing, I would assume.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't really remember a time where you want to let off the pedal in December. So I think, it's exciting time for both those teams to finish, this regular season out and have a chance of going, 16-0. I mean, it's a heck of a feat, and it's kind of unique that you have two teams that have the potential to do that this season. And I don't think you want to let off the gas. I mean, I think when you're in a situation like that, you want to carry that momentum all the way through the regular season and into the postseason, with as much of a head of steam that you can get.
Before I let you go, last year in Buffalo, we all remember, was those the worst conditions you ever played in? As far as wind, I mean, it was sick. I mean, no, if you described it to people, they wouldn't believe it unless you actually saw it or were there.
Yeah, it was incredible. It really was. I don't know if I've ever seen a gust of wind that could move an entire offensive line when we were in the huddle. it's a wonder that somebody didn't blow over. I mean, you talk about how you play a game and how you approach, a game and how it's always different and unique. And, I can remember going into that game, the night before, there's a lot of talk about the wind and how it would affect the game, especially in the kicking game. And then you get out there and you actually, firsthand, you're standing there on the field and it's like, man, this really is going to be a factor. Because a lot of times you wonder if that's really going to be as big a deal as it is. And obviously that one was. And I can remember, the punting game and the punt returns and all those, all those critical situations that came up in the game. It was huge, and it was just one of those unique games to be around for, and probably something we hopefully won't see for a while.
All right, Matt, good luck this weekend in Buffalo, and hopefully next Friday we'll be talking about what it was like to win your first road game this year.
Matt, have a good Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
And
yes.
In response to your text, I'm size 13 and double XL. All right?
I got it.
Triple XL. All right? Fine.
All right, Matt, we'll talk next week.